Live to Germany to find out how day one of the big Children in Need cycle ride has been going. Cycling 600 miles, as we heard, from Neustadt back to Lincolnshire. Tom Morris is part of the backup team. He's not cycling. You're not cycling, are you?
No, that'd be far too much work. And it is a real, real challenge. So I'm not going to do that. I'm going to sit in the support vehicle, as you say. Yeah, definitely.
So where are you? Where have you got to?
So today they're cycling 100 miles. They've got 600 miles to do in 8 days. So we thought, let's make it hard for them on day one. Let's make it one of the most challenging days. Currently, what we do during the day, we pack them off in the morning, fill their water bottles up, and then we meet them at various points along that route. So today, for example, they've had 3 pit stops so far, and we've kind of gave them some food, we put some more water in their water bottles, and we're currently just in between the final stop and the final pit stop and the final stop of the day. So, but we can't go too far away from where they are.
No, I want you to tell me exactly where that is, Tom.
It's in Germany, William.
Yes, I know it's in Germany, but where are you? I'd like to hear you say it.
I don't know. I don't know, do I? Let me see if I can find an address on something.
Oh, my goodness. They're lost. It's like Bonnie Tyler. She was lost in France.
Sorry, I'll find a map before the end of the programme and I'll send you a little message.
How is Rod doing?
He's doing okay. He is in high spirits. So I just saw him last about half an hour ago. They have between 2 and 3 hours between each stop, during which they cycle fairly non-stop. They don't stop much in that time for breathers, so it's all go for them. I did have a bit of a chat with him, and I asked him, as this is day one of 8 epic days non-stop cycling, how he thought it was going.
We're starting to feel it, I think. But this is the day if you think about the training we've done, we've trained for this day, so I wouldn't anticipate having too many problems today. It's when we get up tomorrow and we have to do it all again, and then Sunday and we have to do it all again and so on. That's when it's really going to kick in and hurt. And there are bits of me starting to hurt now, so like my big toe, which is very irritating.
Why your big toe?
Well, because I should have cut my nails a bit more than I did. Now, this man here, Mark Sandemus, has been leading us all the way and has been doing some splendid navigation, has bought ice creams, so he is the hero of the hour.
Mark, how have they been faring up?
It's been faring very well. Been maintaining a very good pace, running along, no problems. We haven't had any more scrapes since John's escapade in Neustadt. Riding well.
Yes. Now, Tom, just explain this, because it's Rod Whiting doing this, it's producer Louise Wheeler doing this, but also John Pakey from the Lincolnshire Echo, who did have a little bit of a scrape earlier on, didn't he?
He did, exactly. We set off from Neustadt, the twin town of Lincoln, this morning from the town hall. You'll be able to see the pictures of that on Look North tonight. But John, after maybe a couple of minutes, he's the sports editor at the Lincolnshire Echo, he managed to fall off his bike. I had a chat with him to find out why on earth that happened.
Well, when I left the town hall, I was actually feeling sort of like quietly confident. I was sort of saying to Louise, we're finally getting underway. There's been so much preparation, you know, to get to this point. And then 400 yards down the road, I have an absolute calamity and I'm smack down on my face. So it's, bit of an anticlimax, that. So that was a bit of a shame.
Well, how did it happen?
Well, basically, I was enjoying the lovely architecture of Neustadt, having a good look around me, enjoying everything that was happening, and don't think I was paying attention, realised I had to brake and stop, and as my shoes are clipped into my pedals, I didn't unclip, and so I lost my balance, and yeah, it was all a bit of a spill, which is a bit of a shame.
So from 8:30 this morning, they've been cycling, Tom. How much further have they got to go?
Well, local time now. The time is on my phone. I don't even know what time it is. Don't know where I am. Don't know what time it is. I'm as disorientated as they are. Louise, while she was eating an ice cream while I had a chat with Rod earlier, she looked dazed, I must say. So they will get in, hopefully, to the final stop, which is the hotel along the route at about 8 p.m. local time. That's 7 p.m. In the UK. And they've been going since 10 o'clock local time. So that is a long day, and 100 miles as well they'll have cycled today.